Welcome to today's episode of Pasha. My name is Godfred Akoto Boafo and thank you for joining us. In today's episode, we look at farming in South Africa. Unemployment is a real problem in the country, and agriculture could be one way for young people to get jobs. But this is not happening. Our guest today is Luke Metelekamp, a postdoctoral research fellow at Rhodes University, and he explains why.
Agriculture is one of the biggest employers in South Africa due to turning their backs on agriculture in spite of high levels of unemployment in many areas across the country. I think young people feel trapped between a dual form of slavery, one at the hands of traditional subsistence agriculture, which they associate with drudgery and poverty and hard work for very, very low returns in a market environment that's very hostile towards it, and the other at the hands of largely white bosses in the commercial agricultural sector where 90% of the jobs are really, really low-skilled jobs.
Some of the people studied noted some specific concerns. Here are some of the concerns interviewees mentioned.
When I had to put through my university application, I set my parents down and told them I wanted to do farming as one of my career choices. They said no, farming was for old people. They wanted me to do an office job. I had to choose between my parents' funding and career.
I studied agriculture at university. I enjoyed doing it a lot, while my friends were against it, but I carried on to finish my year. The problem came when I had to apply for a job. I didn't get any, and that was painful to me. Felt like I was wasting my parents' time. They had faith in me, and now I'm sitting home with my degree. But I still have hope.
When we're trying to understand the stigmas that young people are facing, when you're thinking about if I was a parent, the examples that I see and my experience of the sector has either been, for example, as a farm laborer on a rural farm. And for, I think, many parents like that, they want their children to get as far away from their working lives as they possibly could, which is really understandable. So I think there's many, in many cases, parents are driving their children away from agriculture because there's so few examples of, or kind of positive examples of what a career choice for their children could look like. Unless there's a larger transition within the sector and a transition in the ways that children are supported into educational process, the way that extension services and government support programs work for young people who do go through agricultural training, end up with a qualification, and then are starting moving out through their working lives, that those opportunities are then available. We talk about small-scale family farming as if we're going back to something, but really I think it's a step forward. There are young people who are, you know, in spite of all the stigma around this, following their dreams, pursuing this as a career path, only to find that kind of bitter disappointment at the end of the line when there's very, very few jobs that are available to them.
In a country where unemployment is so rife, agriculture could play a significant role in employing young people. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Pasha, produced by Ozair Patel. From me, Godfred, thanks for joining us. Bye for now.